Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, students. Welcome to our lesson summary review. Today we're starting a new course in our bachelor's degree program. We air our bachelor's courses on Thursdays, and we're studying the course Spiritual Gifts. Today we're going to start with session number one, which is going to give us a general introduction to the subject of the spiritual gifts. So if you take a look at your study guide, you'll see the outline of the particular lessons that are contained in this course. And we'll be going over these courses weekly until we cover every one of the lessons so that you can have something to review as you go through your study guide to give you a little more depth of understanding. Now, to begin with, I want you to, if you have your study guide, you can turn to page number 5. And let's read the course introduction together. Let's read the course introduction together, and then we'll get a word of prayer in. You'll see listed that one of the foundational texts for the scripture for this week's review is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. You'll see where the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, "Now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant." So that tells us that even in the early church, the spiritual gifts were a subject that was discussed, and it was topics that were taught by the early church leaders. So we see that spiritual gifts are very important to the body of Christ, and it is exciting to learn about these gifts which God has made available to his children. For without these gifts, the church, the body of believers, cannot exist or move forward. So as we studied these lessons, or we study this particular course as believers, we must learn all we can about spiritual gifts, because when our knowledge increases, the gifts find a larger place in our lives and ministry, and we become greater blessings to the family of believers and are more effective in spreading the gospel. So let us go ahead and seek the face of God now in a word of prayer. Father, we acknowledge your sovereignty and your presence today in our midst. We thank you for being a part of our lives and that your Holy Spirit is here to guide us as we prepare for this session. For we understand that no spiritual purpose is ever accomplished solely by human ability. We recognize and we realize that the Holy Spirit must accompany our efforts if we are to be successful in living the life that you have called us to live and serving the way that you call us to serve. So today I pray that you'll be upon the lives of every one of the students and staff members of Grace Bible College and Seminary, as well as upon the lives of those who are listening to these teachings around the world. May your Spirit reveal yourself to us. May our knowledge of you increase, and may our ability to yield ourselves to your presence increase in our lives as well. So we thank you and praise you now in Jesus' nasty name. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome again, students. We're studying the course Spiritual Gifts, which is course number 4 of our Bachelor's in Practical Ministry program. We're going to be going over session 1, which is basically an introduction for this course and what we can expect to study as we go through the lessons contained in this course. Now, I referred you to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, as one of the foundational teachings for the early church concerning spiritual gifts. And so now let's talk a little bit about the course description so that you can get familiar with what we're going to talk about. In this course, we will give attention to 3 different groups of spiritual gifts. We will call them, number 1, gifts of ministry. Second, we will talk about other ministry gifts. And third, we will talk about gifts of the Spirit. Now, the first group, which is talked about gifts of ministry, include those who Christ gives to the church to be his leaders. Those are the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. The second group, called other ministry gifts, We will study our gifts which are available to all believers, whether leaders or not. And in the final group, called Gifts of the Spirit, we will learn about 9 gifts which the Holy Spirit gives to believers as he wills. Now, the objective of this course is we want you to be able to describe the importance of the individual believer in the church as a channel for spiritual gifts. We also want you to be able to understand the function and purpose of the various kinds of spiritual gifts. Thirdly, we want you to be able to contrast the constructive work of the Holy Spirit with the destructive work of evil spirits. Number 4, we want you to be able to recognize and appreciate the diversity of spiritual gifts in the body of Christ. We also want you to be able to explain the difference between spiritual gifts and natural talent. Also, as we go through this course, we want you to be able to discover, experience, and pursue the development of spiritual gifts in your life and in your ministry. A 7th thing we want you to get from this course is we want you to be able to value gifts of the Spirit as vital to Christian life and ministry. And finally, we want you to be able to identify and solve problems relating to the operation of spiritual gifts. So these are 8 things that we want you to be able to get as you study this lesson with us, and we pray that you will be able to do so. There are times where we will have visual aids and exercise sheets as we go through the lessons, and those of you who are studying by distance education, you can contact us at the school email address. If you're studying in the classroom setting, your training director will be able to provide you a copy of the exercise sheets as well as the visual aids. Now, let's briefly go over some discussion questions that will be related to what you will be studying as we go through this week's course. If you have a blank sheet of paper, you can take it out and you can make some notes in reference to some of the questions that we're going to ask. One of the first things we want you to do is make note of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. We saw in 1 Corinthians 12 that Paul talked about the spiritual gifts, and in the next chapter he talked about love in chapter 13. And you may be asking, why are those two so close together? What does one have to do with the other? And we're going to talk about that briefly in this part of our review. So the first question I want to ask you is that, what is the importance of the spiritual gifts, and are the spiritual gifts more important than the spiritual fruit? So you'll see Paul talked about the spiritual gifts in chapter 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and talked about spiritual fruit, which is the key one. He talked about his love in chapter 13. Is one more important than the other? That's the question I want you to think about. And as you go through this lesson, as you go through your early pages or your lesson introduction, we need to understand, students, that one is not more important than the other. In fact, both are equally important if we're going to be effective in our Christian life, in our Christian witness, our testimony, as well as our Christian service. We need to know that being a loving person is essential, according to 1 Corinthians 13. For if we have not love, all our doing has no value at all. On the other hand, being a loving person requires us to show our love by ministering to others. And doing this in the Spirit is a manifestation of a spiritual gift. So would it have made any difference, for instance, to the lame man that Peter spoke to in Acts chapter 3, verse 6, if Peter simply said to him, "I love you," instead of saying, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk"? So we see our spiritual gifts are accompanied by the spiritual fruit, and vice versa, if we're going to be effective in our witness for Jesus. A second question we want to think about is, what difference does the Holy Spirit make in the believer's personal witnessing? If you were to take a look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8, you will see what it says about having power to be Christ's witness. And this is important for us because the Lord wants each believer to witness for him. And the Holy Spirit is given to make this witness effective. A third question. What difference does the Holy Spirit make in preaching and teaching? You will learn as you go through this course that Spirit-filled preachers and teachers are God's gift to the church. And if they are not filled with the Spirit, their ministry is less effective than God wants it to be. For God wants us to minister to people, and he wants to minister to people through us by means of spiritual gifts for the profit and the edification of the entire body of Christ. And a final question to think about in this introduction for the course Spiritual Gift is, what difference does the Holy Spirit make in church meetings? We can see a description of an early church meeting. You can write this down. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 33. And as we take a look at this early description of a New Testament church meeting, we notice that all members had opportunity to take part and contribute to the meeting using the spiritual gifts God gave them. So we understand from this example that if the members are filled with the Spirit, and if the leader or director is led by the Spirit, then there is order as well as freedom, and much blessing can come from those gatherings of believers. So let's summarize what we discussed thus far as we're studying our introduction for the course Spiritual Gifts. Let me emphasize some of the points on which we want you to understand. And also I want to let you know, students, that it is important that you have your personal beliefs based on the Bible, not based on what your church teaches, not based on your denomination teaches, not based on what others say. Your personal beliefs about this and any other subject related to our Christian life of faith must be based on the Bible. So here are some lesson insights that I want to leave with you. When we go through this course, you're going to see that when Jesus departed, you can read about that in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 through 20, which is what we call the Great Commission. When Jesus departed, he sent the Holy Spirit to take his place among his followers. Why did Jesus do this? Because Jesus knew that they would need guidance, encouragement, and spiritual power to serve in a hostile world. So he equipped them with ministry gifts and other spiritual gifts for this purpose. We also want to see that his followers found that when the Holy Spirit came into their lives, he brought spiritual gifts with them, as well as a manifestation of the spiritual fruit, or the fruit of the Spirit. A second lesson insight I want to leave with you is that a person must be genuinely saved to receive the gifts of the Spirit. And if they are to operate in their life for the edification, as well as for the edification of the body of Christ, we must continue to yield ourselves to the leading of the Holy Spirit. A third insight I want you to remember from this review is this. The one who desires to be used by the Holy Spirit should first pray to be filled with the Spirit as the disciples were. You can see a reference for this in Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And we also need to realize that the gifts of the Spirit flow more freely through those who have been baptized in the Spirit. There's still a way that God will manifest himself to those who have not yielded. We see an Old Testament example of the prophet Balaam desiring to prophesy for profit, for money, and God spoke through his donkey, his mule spoke through him. But it is more freely to flow through those who are baptized in the Spirit. So we want to ask, we want to seek God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. A fourth lesson insight that I want to leave you with is this. The gifts of the Spirit have a ministry both to believers and to unbelievers. They also edify, which means build up the individuals through whom the gift operates. And a fifth lesson insight I want to leave you with is that in every case, the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify Jesus. You can see a reference for this in John chapter 16, verse 14. We also see that when the gifts of the Holy Spirit operate properly, they call attention to Jesus rather than the man or woman he uses in their operation. Here's something I want you to do as we prepare to conclude this lesson review. I want you to open your Bibles or make note of the scripture that I gave you at the beginning of this summary, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I want you to read that entire chapter. And I want you to make constant reference to this chapter as you go through this course. In fact, I would like for you to memorize a part of it for each lesson so that by the end of this course, you can repeat the entire chapter by memory. But this is very key as the scriptures from 1 Corinthians 13 is foundational to the spiritual gifts having effective work in our lives. So before we close this session in prayer, we want to take a quick look at 1 Corinthians 13. And I'm going to read those verses for you, and then we're going to pray and conclude this week's session. Here's 1 Corinthians 13. If you're looking at the NIV, the New International Version of 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 reads this. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Verse number 8. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things behind me. Verse 12 says, now we see but a poor reflection, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. In conclusion, verse 13 says, And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and I really want to emphasize that we put this scripture to memory. As we go forth to study this lesson, as we go forth with our Christian life, as we go forth with our Christian service, let us never leave the foundation of what God is. For as we look at the scripture, the text says, for God is love. And so this is a foundational text, which is referred to as one of the spiritual fruit. So we never want to put the gifts ahead of the fruit. If we don't want to put the fruit ahead of the gift, they need to work in unison with each other. And this will make our ministry effective, will make our witness, our testimony, as well as our life effective for the cause of Christ Jesus. So this has been a general review of the first course, for this first lesson of the course, Spiritual Gifts, which is course number 4 of our bachelor's degree in practical ministry program. If you have any questions or comments, you feel free to contact us at the school email address, or you can visit the website, which is gbcs.education. And we look forward to going through the rest of these courses with you, students. It's very exciting that we have these opportunities to study these lessons, and I believe that they will be a great help to you and your life and your ministry. So again, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to bring you this brief introduction. And we'll come back again next week and start with session number 2, which will be the first lesson of this course. Again, we thank each and every one of you for being a part of the GBCS family. We look forward to speaking with you next week. And until then, God bless you and good day.